For fans of wild Alaska salmon, the start to this year's fishing season was tough. The famed Copper River Red Run was a bust, and the state has harshly restricted king salmon fishing in other areas. But now the sockeye runs in Bristol Bay and Cook Inlet are heating up. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk followed one shipment of salmon on its journey toward Anchorage dinner tables.
Alex Pfaff works 50 miles southwest of Anchorage, across the waters of Cook Inlet and off the road system. His job is catching salmon.
So I'm sitting on the beach, and I can see Mount Spur directly west of me, and I can see Mount Redoubt to the southwest.
Pfaff runs a family business called the Salmon Hookup. Like many others, Pfaff's season started late, thanks to state-ordered closures to preserve king salmon stocks. That's made the midsummer sockeye run hotly anticipated. When the salmon start swimming into his set nets, Pfaff says he can see them move.
We call it popcorn. Whenever fishing's good, that's when it's like popcorn popping. It's just hit, 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 hit. And that gets pretty exciting, all kinds of splashing. And sometimes a whole school of them will come through and you'll get a whole bunch of hits at once.
In Bristol Bay, Alaska's salmon hub, much of the fish gets delivered to processing plants. Pfaff's business is different. He sells straight to consumers and restaurants in Anchorage. The salmon arrives by bush plane at Merrill Field, the airport smack dab in the middle of Anchorage. I'm here with Pfaff's mom, Kathy, awaiting a load of sockeye and silvers.
Oh, perfect, thank you. So it'll be 10 minutes, and then our fish should be here.
When the plane lands, a couple of handlers pull out more than a dozen boxes, then cart them over to a scale.
745 pounds of fish.
Most of that fish is destined for individual customers. They arrive in trucks and SUVs with coolers in the back. One woman decided to buy her two silvers 12 hours earlier. Kathleen Katkiss says she found the Salmon Hookups ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, it was really late, actually, and I had really bad pregnancy cravings.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think it was like 1 in the morning.
Others use Pfaff's business to fill their freezers and as a way to escape the hordes that catch salmon on the Kenai Peninsula with dip nets. Paul Bauman is buying 15 fish. He arrives with a check for $510. He's a general contractor, and he says he carves out a full afternoon for salmon processing.
I just left the job site down on 15th and told them I've got stuff coming in I got to deal with, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's not like other states where you can go out fishing in a reservoir or lake and get a fish or two or three or four. Here, when the salmon are in, you got to deal with the salmon. Just like when the caribou are here, you got to deal with the caribou.
The rest of the fish goes to restaurants. From the airport, Kathy drives downtown in her Ford Explorer, then along a dingy back alley. Jose Martignan, one of the owners of Pangea Restaurant, comes out to meet us.
So this is Jose's box. This is your box. Here's your fish. What do you think?
Nice, beautiful. Look at the color in here. Look at the fat content and these pieces right here. That's all your flavor right there.
That's the belly, right?
That's the belly. Mm-hmm.
Spurnak Airways, which flies salmon for Pfaff and other fishermen, can carry 5,000 pounds to Anchorage in a single summer day. That's a tiny fraction of Alaska's overall catch. On Sunday, Bristol Bay fishermen brought in 1.3 million salmon. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.